August 13, to establish Bible truth. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17. The truths that have been unfolding in their order as we have advanced along the line of prophecy revealed in the Word of God are truth, sacred, eternal truth today. Those who passed over the ground step by step in the past history of our experience, seeing the chain of truth in the prophecies, were prepared to accept and obey every ray of light. They were praying, fasting, searching, digging for the truth as for hidden treasures. And the Holy Spirit, we know, was teaching and guiding us. Many theories were advanced bearing a semblance of truth, but so mingled with misinterpreted and misapplied scriptures that they led to dangerous errors. Very well do we know how every point of truth was established, and the seal set upon it by the Holy Spirit of God. And all the time voices were heard, "Here is the truth! I have the truth! Follow me!" But the warnings came, "Go not ye after them! I have not sent them, but they ran." See Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 21. The leadings of the Lord were marked, and most wonderful were His revelations of what is truth. Point after point was established by the Lord God of heaven. That which was truth then is truth today, but the voices do not cease to be heard. "This is truth. I have new light." But these new lights in prophetic lines are manifest in misapplying the word and setting the people of God adrift without an anchor to hold them. If the student of the word would take the truths which God has revealed in the leadings of His people and appropriate these truths, digest them, and bring them into their practical life, they would then be living channels of light. But those who have set themselves to study out new theories have a mixture of truth and error combined, and after trying to make these things prominent, have demonstrated that they have not kindled their taper from the divine altar, and it has gone out in darkness. Manuscript Releases, Volume 17, pages 4 and 5.